choosing Garage Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. Two things. I thought my account was set up to pay automatically, but I just got a past due notice. So can you help me set up an automatic payment?
Sure, I could very much help you set up automatic payments. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Samantha.
What's the last name?
Moranville. Moranville. M-O-R-A-N like Nancy, V like Victor, I-L-L-E.
I have M-O-R, what's the fourth letter?
M-O-R-A-N, like Nancy, V like Victor, I-L-L-E, like Margaritaville, but it's Moranville.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing right now that it does look like something's not right. Real quick for me, just to verify your information and make sure I'm going into the right account, can you verify your service address for me?
36 Foxhall Avenue.
Thank you very much for that. And what is the email address we have on file?
SamAnnMoran@gmail.com.
Thank you much for that, Samantha. All right, let me see what's going on and why it's not going through and why it's saying you're past due. Yeah, you've got set up for paperless billing.
Uh-huh.
And it's showing that we have a MasterCard on file ending in 9332.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see why this is saying that you are past due. Let me
Well, it's possible I didn't take an extra step or something. I don't know.
No, you did everything correctly. You should be getting that $74.99 charge to your card.
And then it was supposed to be $69.99.
So the $69.99 is only if you are using an electronic check or what's known as an ACH payment, which is a direct debit payment from your bank.
Rather than a credit card payment.
Yeah, so if you're using your card, that ends up being a $5 discount. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I should set up an ACH.
If you want to, we can definitely set up ACH for you today if you like. I don't know why this didn't process through. It should have.
Uh-huh.
Unless there was not enough balance on the card. That would be one of the reasons why it may have said, hey, no.
Not a chance.
Yeah, that's the only other reason.
But you know what? I would rather get the $5 discount. Can we set up the...
The additional $5? Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Yeah. Can we set up the ACH? Yeah. What do you need, a checking account?
I'll need your routing number and your account number.
Yeah, okay. I'm not very good at going in and setting all this stuff up because basically I think it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I understand. So I'll make sure this gets handled. You may still...
I like calling up a person and saying, please do this for me.
It's like, I need help. Please help. So you will more than likely still need to go online to like your account portal to just pay that past due balance with the same MasterCard you were using. I don't know why it didn't go through, but apparently it did not go through. So you'll still need to pay that balance to make sure that your internet doesn't get turned off.
How do I get into the portal?
So you're going to go to archtopfiber.com, and you're just going to, up in the upper right-hand screen, you'll see this button that says login. You're going to use the same, the email address you provided with me today, the Sam... and
Moran@gmail.com.
That's going to be your login email. And you should have been given a temporary password if you've not signed into it before. If you have signed into it before and changed the password, that's what you'll use.
I did.
So you'll just sign in there. And then you'll just see a big button that says pay my bill.
Okay. All right.
So, but for right now, let's not get ourselves too far ahead. We'll just get you set up for that ACH payment so that way we're not having to worry about this. So whenever you're ready, go ahead with that routing number.
Okay. Let's see. Let me just make sure. Okay. Routing. 221-976-243.
Coming up as the Mid-Hudson Valley FCU?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. What's the account number?
94882.
Thank you much. Name on the account is Samantha Morenzo.
No, it's a corporation. So,
okay.
And this is just going to be really fun. So it's S and S with an ampersand.
S and S?
Yeah, so it's S ampersand S. S and S, then a space, then R-E, a space, L-L-C.
All right, and is this a checking account?
Yeah.
And do you authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
I do.
Do you want to add a nickname to this account, just in case we need to use it as an additional form of verification? You don't have to. It's optional.
Okay.
And do you want to make this your primary payment method?
Right.
Fantastic. Okay. We're going to save this account information. It's just going to give it a second. There we go. We have all of that good to go. It's unsuspended. That's good. Let me go into your okay. Make save changes. Thank you. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to suspend your, because it should have gone through. What I'll do is I'll actually just suspend this through the end of the week. So I'll give you to the 31st. And that way we're suspending your late payment, even though because it should have processed. And then what we can do is we'll just give you time to go online, make sure that previous bill's paid, which I don't know why it didn't. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe the company, there's a couple options. It's like you're saying that there was enough funds. It could have been that there was a flag on the payment and, the credit card company itself just said, no way, we need to see what's going on. Why is this getting paid out? We're not going to pay this. So
that all seems unlikely, but it seems more likely I didn't do something, but who knows? All right. So right now I'm just trying to get into, all right. Here we go. The other reason I'm calling is because I want to get new service.
Okay, what kind of service were you looking to get?
Same thing, just a different address.
Oh, okay. So you're looking to add an additional service on for another address?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Give me a second one. I'm not in that right screen for that because I'm still inside your account. So give me one
no
second.
Problem.
I do have to add notes.
Oh, I see this thing for make a payment.
Sorry about that. I'm making sure all these notes go in just fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's there. We're gonna save this just to see if this guy's everything good. All right, we're good to go there. As soon as you make that payment,
I just made it.
All right, cool. So that should take about 2 to 3 minutes to show up in my system. And you said you were looking to set up new service at another address?
Yes.
What's that new address?
107 Second Avenue.
Still in Kingston?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, give me 1 second while I get that address searched up. There we are, 107 Second. All right, that service address doesn't look like it's going to be fully serviceable until October 25th. It looks like we just started doing the construction in that area. So
I got a thing in the mail that said that they were in our neighborhood now.
It's probably because we're just starting construction in the neighborhood for that area. We can still get that account signed up. It's just service won't be available until the end of October.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah. So let's get you signed up at least. And is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. And we wanted to do the 1 gig network again.
Yeah.
All right. Any Wi-Fi extenders?
No.
Fantastic. No home phone service?
No.
Okay. All right. And for this property, do you own or rent it?
Oh.
Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they through the air or underground? If you're not,
Wires.
you're through the air. Okay. And is the billing address different from the service address for this account?
No.
Okay. Okay, what's the name on this account for this one? Is it going to be your is it still
My
yours?
name, Samantha Miranda, yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. Just to make sure I'm spelling that right, that is Moranville. And the same email address from your other account as well? All right, I'm just going to copy that information over from your actual
No, why not?
account. So
Copy paste.
give me 1 second. And the same phone number as well, that's 646-425-8123.
Yep, everything's the same.
Okay, just an additional address.
Yep.
Fantastic. All right.
I have two houses.
Oh, well, there you go. You know,
Yes.
you got to have the fun home and the work home, right?
Well, yes. Well, no, I mean, they're within a mile of each other. The other one's just a short-term rental.
Okay. And how do you want to receive contact for this account? Do you want phone, email, or text? Text
No,
or
email. I don't know.
Oh,
Email.
we'll go with email for this.
Okay.
For this one,
Okay,
just makes
great.
it a little bit easier for emailing you, and you do agree to potentially receive marketing and other information on discounts and special offers via email. You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your emails. It's the same stuff you heard the last time you called in. So,
Right. Yeah,
all right,
all good.
and all right. So, it's a 1 gig home internet service. Will be a service will be available there 10:25, so we'll probably be giving you a call on the 24th or so to give to get you set up for that installation on or after the 25th. The reason I'm saying the 24th is because the 25th is a Saturday and most of us aren't here. We're looking at address of 107 Second Avenue in Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. You get your utilities through the air, and the service address is not different from the billing address. And would you like to run a credit check to, avoid the deposit? It's a soft credit check. It doesn't hurt your credit score, and it just gathers a few bits of information to verify you are who you say you are, and just to see if that deposit's needed. You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Let me get in here.
I think I have a freeze on my a credit account. Like I put a freeze so that no one could obtain new credit, just to prevent any theft. Can you still run a credit check if that freeze is in place?
I can check to see if you had had you've if you had run one before.
I did not. I paid the deposit on the other one.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because it says credit file locked on before. I'm gonna double check that. But crazy enough, as I can still use the same report information because apparently it says you were a good match anyways, that you may have a credit log, but because we're not pulling additional information, we still have your all of your previous one good to go. So I can just use that report code to for this one as well. So don't worry.
Okay.
So there we go. And do you want to enroll this one in auto payments and paperless billing as well?
Yes, although it's going to be a different checking account.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. All right, whenever you are ready, go ahead with routing number for this one.
Okay, sorry. All right. That one is, let me get to the other screen. See, I don't have fast internet where I currently am. Okay. Oh, all right. Routing number. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
221-971-086.
That should be a round out savings.
Yep.
Fantastic. What's the account number for this one?
601-162-953.
Fantastic. What's the name on this account?
Samantha Moranville.
And is this the checking or savings?
It's checking.
All right. And you authorize us to make direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Fantastic. And do you want to add a nickname? Again, this is optional.
No, thanks.
And would you like to make this primary payment for this account?
Yes.
Fantastic. All righty. We're almost to the last part. I do have to go over the legalese with you. So that way, because, you know, it's the same way we did it last time you called in to get set up at your other residence. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. You don't need to be home for that part, so don't worry. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If that address does have a current service provider, we do ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service has been installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access billing statements. Don't have to worry about paying your bill because we set it up with the ACH by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account using the email, the Archtop Fiber online account you provided with me today. You're probably going to have two different accounts. It might give you some headaches. We'll see what's going on. We may have to set it up with a different email address just so that you can log in for that account if you need to do anything with it. We can do that at a later date, so don't worry. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Sure.
Fantastic. And you are actually a current customer. So that's how you heard about us.
I am.
So we'll just say a friend told you.
Okay.
For this property, is there anything our installer should be aware about, buried wire, septic tanks, anything of that like?
Not to my knowledge.
No worries on that
there
one.
There is a, there's an invisible dog fence. So when you said they're going to dig?
They may dig. They may not. If you're 9 times out of 10, what we do is we follow the electrical wires. So if you're, the electricity for this address comes in through the air, we'll more than likely follow that actual power line and go through the air.
Yeah.
So that's nothing to worry about, but just letting them know that there is the invisible dog fence so that they know it's there. It's always good for our technicians to know.
Yeah, well, you can, just note that it's there, and then I guess on the day that they come out to do that, maybe I can just arrange to be here so it doesn't come.
It's understandable.
So they know where it is.
Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about this whole setup process?
No.
Fantastic. Let me get that order placed. And you're going to get the order number email and the same email you got for the last time, which is the invitation to join the online account for this new one. This is the reason why I'm saying it might have a hiccup because we use the same email address for both of them. We may have to update that email address in the back end of our side just so it's going to a slightly different email so that you're not getting an error when you're trying to log in.
Got it.
So that we'll be able to handle that here in the near future. Right now, there's nothing you need to be worried about. And we'll be giving you a call here, let's say, in about 2 months to get that new service set up.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
All right, Samantha, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I was happy I could help get your payment issue resolved, as well as get you set up for a new account.
Yeah, and I guess, so around this time next month, you guys will be debiting $69.99 from my checking account.
That is correct.
Okay, great.
All right, well, thank you for calling
us.
Okay,
thanks
a lot. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Thank you.